Today, the work of Maura Finnegan, depicting seven women and their personal stories of domestic abuse, was revealed at ATU. Maura spoke to me about the inspiration behind her artwork.
The inspiration for the women came from collaboration with Cope Galway, who are supportive of women in domestic abuse situations. I tried to choose diversity and inclusion and different ethnic groups that would be found throughout Galway, and there would be service users of Cope Galway. The way it's displayed and the way it's made, I hope that it will have a visual tool for Cope Galway alongside their literature, their radio, TV advertising. I just want it to be a visual statement. And alongside that, there would be QR codes which you can listen to women's stories and listen to them privately. Almost a secretive sort of way of displaying or listening to the stories from the women.
Jackie Carroll is Training and Development Officer at Cope Modella Domestic Abuse Service. She hopes the artwork will get people talking about the issues at hand.
Well, I'm really hoping that people will see that domestic abuse is happening to women from all different backgrounds, from all different cultures and class, and that they will know that there is support available, and that it begins a conversation about the issue that's badly needed in our society.
Celine Curtin is Head of Department in Creative Arts and Media within the School of Design and Creative Arts. She wants people to pay attention to what the exhibition means.
You hope, I think, as anybody would, that people actually listen. And I think because that's what it's about. It's about listening. It's about absorbing and digesting the words of these women. And to remember, as I'm sure others have said, that these are real people and real stories. And they may be hard to listen to, but it is probably one of the most important things that we'll do is to listen and to see what can we do as a society to change what is, in actual fact, a shocking situation, primarily for women. I mean, we understand there are men who are victims of domestic abuse, but it's primarily women. And also the children, you know, who have no hand, act, or part in it, but are significant victims within these situations. So one can only hope that the exhibition itself will act as a powerful means of putting those stories out.